And Rischel has it. Looking for an avenue. Nice through ball for Zvanek. Zvanek settles it down at the edge of the box. It's centered by Weigand off the foot defensively of Eric Baroshek, the junior, and out for a Pine Richland corner kick to the left of Sisson. That's a hot day in western Pennsylvania, 88 degrees. Can only imagine what it's like on that artificial surface, and Pine Richland trying to turn up that heat and doing a good job of it early in this first half. Still no goals, however, to either side as Sisson barely has to leave his feet to grab this corner kick, the in-swinging ball out of midair, and he will take his time and wait for his outfield to get upfield before going short with this ball, rolling it to his right to one of the Warriors before it's stolen away by Pine Richland. And a clumsy collision there is going to be a foul on the Rams. That was an easy call to make as Swartz got the worst of that one from Weigand. Sisson, the keeper, directing traffic as he gets ready to drive this ball from the top of the defensive third, where it's met by a Pine Richland head and settled down eventually by Brady McClintock. McClintock can't hang on, however, and Penn Trafford tries to keep it in bounds. It cannot. Pine Richland with a quick throw in at the top of its defensive third along the near touchline before Penn Trafford intercepts in the middle third and tries to go the other way. And the Warriors are going to be able to do that for the moment, but that pass from Brady McClintock is a little too heavy for Logan Swartz, and Bennett's going to be able to clear from his own box. On 11 minutes now at Pine Richland Stadium, and we are goalless between the Rams and Penn Trafford. Another 4A versus 3A matchup here to round out the 24th annual James Kennedy Memorial Classic, and we'll have more on that at halftime as Pine Richland retreats to play this ball in its defensive third, and they'll play it back to Bennett at the top of his own box. Bennett going short and to his right for Koss, and the sophomore will look things over and casually dribble this ball with his right foot up past the center stripe and go to Brady Baker on his left. Pine Richland moving this ball deliberately now as they send it up ahead. And into the box it comes, and an easy save there for Sisson on angle from a bad angle. Sisson dropping to his knees to gather in that ball from deep on the left wing. And Sisson thought about bullying it with his right arm. Instead, he'll drop kick it to midfield and beyond. Nothing but a bunch of black jerseys there to meet that ball, and again, it'll go back to Bennett, who will play it off his right foot. To the right flank for Brady Baker. Baker starting to pick up speed a little bit. On his right flank, intended for Svanix. Too far, taken away by the Warriors' Baroshak. Pine Richland takes over again, however, and they play this ball inside the middle third as Baker had to secure his cleats there, perhaps a loose lace of some sort. No harm done as Baker has the ball again at his feet, playing it back again. Pine Richland trying to find a chink in the armor, so to speak, here as we are goalless in the 13th minute. And Koss is just going to take this himself and try to split the double team, and a good double team it was, as this ball was played out off the body of Logan Murphy for a Pine Richland corner kick. That's their third already of the match. And Nathan Bang is going to take this one at the near corner flag. Jake McClintock and Eric Baroshak were really doing a fine job marking their man there to take away the scoring chance, but Pine Richland's going to get a chance all the same here on the set piece. Bang eyes it up, raises his right arm. In swinging ball, into the box, a header, and it's put in off the rebound. 1-0 to Pine Richland in the 14th minute. And I think it was Sam Engel who last touched it. Correction, it is 9, Collins Vanix. Oh, he loves to get his nose dirty, and he did it there to pick up the set-piece goal for Pine Richland, his first of the season, 1-0 to the Rams. Now, set pieces can make a world of difference in these tight contests, and the Rams get a big one early as Penn Trafford has conceded for the sixth time on this young season. Just a sea of bodies in there. And that rebound fell right to the feet of Zvanex, who snuck in behind the entire Warriors' back line and just roofed it over top Cooper Sisson. Nothing that Senior could have done about that one before anybody else could locate it. Pine Richland, meanwhile, working it along the left flank. They're back on the attack again before it's cleared out of there by Murphy. Pine Richland winning a throw-in inside the attacking third, far side, and Rischel, part of Jordan Wiggins' leadership group, will take the throw-in. And he loves to really get some power on these throw-ins. We saw that yesterday. He lines up all the way at the back of the track and gets off to a running start, and that's what he does here as it is cleared but not all the way out. Soft flick on goal there by Baker is stopped easily by Sisson, who's been a busy man in the first 15 minutes of this match. His team already down a goal thanks to the set-piece finish by Collins Vanix right in the middle of the six. And for Zvanix, who had a big goal early in the season against North Allegheny to win a match against the Mighty Tigers here on this field, that's his first of the season and first of what Wigan hopes will be many more, especially with so many guys dealing with physical adversity early in the season here for Pine Richland. And the Rams are inside the attacking third once again, but a good tackle here. Well, it looked like a good tackle anyway by Tyler King, the senior right back, but King has called for the foul, and he's not happy about it. I could hear that from up here, and it sounded like King got ball first, so I don't necessarily think it was a bad challenge, but the ones who matter are the ones who disagree, and it'll be a free kick to Pine Richland from just inside the attacking third along the far side, and again, it'll be Nathan Bang taking set-piece honors for Pine Richland after his corner kick a few minutes ago led to a Rams goal. Into the box it goes, and a shrewd little back heel, a cheeky ball there from Rischel, but fortunately for Penn Trafford's sake, Sisson anticipated it and made an easy save, and he rolls it to his right as the Warriors look to clear their zone.